My name is Maureen Martin, and this is my final project for Intro to Creativity. It's titled Life Advice for the Lost Slackers with Dr. Mo. My mission statement that I honed down after writing a eulogy and circling the best letters in it, thank you, Dr. Barnett, was I want to help people step away from their worries and stressful lives by making them laugh and showing them the world in a different light. So welcome to Therapy with Mo. You know, this song, or this day, really, is directed towards all the upper middle class white kids that I see around my campus that feel lost, blue, afloat, that are the classic embodiment of first world problems. Symptoms of this horrible disorder, overprivileged, have no unsolvable external sources of suffering, have every opportunity in front of them, but have no tangible life goals, no idea who they are or who they want to be, and feel lost and adrift in a world viewed as either too great or too horrible for them to possibly have a place in. They're the ones who think, I'm the worst, I'm useless, I won't amount to anything, I'm not special, I don't matter. Oh wait, just kidding, that's me. But my point is that I'm one of them, and I've grappled with these issues since I learned Santa wasn't real. Before I present my own view, I feel obligated to list some classic advice from a variety of sources that parents / the internet have used in the hope that these phrases will help those who are anxious, unmotivated, and require a new perspective. Phrases such as, keep calm, carry on. Stop wishing, start doing. What defines us is how well we rise after falling. Don't be the same, be better. One day at a time. Be grateful for this mountain of life we all climb. Horseshit, right? I don't know about you, but therapeutic cliches and guilt trips were never as successful as a wake-up call. If these don't give you through the day, try my own mantra. We all suck. And that's okay. Now, obviously, the world is beautiful and there are wonderful people in it fighting the system every day. Like my classmates, for instance, whose mission statements blew me away. I should be telling you to be the change you want to see in the world, but I'm not, because this isn't addressed to people who are destined to inspire. This is for the lazy, the ungrateful, the overwhelmed, the underwhelmed, the ones who think their identity needs to mean something. To you guys, I say chill. You think you're under a lot of pressure? You think this world as a whole has set the high bar for who you should be? Take a second and look at the time we live in, and then tell me what your standards are. I mean, look at where we live. In a world where Kanye's the man of the year, where racism and guns is our reaction to fear, where freaking stock pedicures and Pinterest are cool, a world of Starbucks where the basic bitch rules. It's a really high society. Where the fault in our stars is the most common read. Where giving heads expect it, but getting is a treat. Where everybody hates you, black and white, fat or thin. Honestly, with free speech, there's no way to win. I know I may have made you feel worse or depressed, maybe even alone in a dark world. But that's my point. You're not alone. We're all in this. Because united we suck, divided we suck. Accept it, embrace it, and don't give a fuck. It's okay if you're lost, don't wanna be anyone. That's fine, give up. And try to have some fun. You might respond with a question, wouldn't that make me an awful person? My answer, maybe, but not the most awful person. I mean, you probably suck, but you're not the worst. It's the human condition to feel like you're cursed. You feel the weight of the world. Evil versus beauty. Well, good news, I'm here to show you joys of apathy. But the truth is, you can't worry about yourself too much in a society where the topic at lunch is Donald Trump's tweets, where attempted rape slash jail time, then smoking weed, where we blog post our selfies, make dick casts art, where no matter what you look like, the web tears you apart. For the optimist, they might say it's not all bad. They might say love is something worth it every day. To which I reply, of love I don't know, but of sex I am sure. Now's a special time in history. Charlie Sheen and HIV, the era of the whore. Hey, our time's not bad. Online dating is great. Sure. A right swipe, a text, and you're good to go. As long as you're okay with creeps jacking it to me, your photos. But thanks to the internet, you'll never know. See, there's no pressure. And again, you're not alone, cause united we suck, divided we suck. Accept it, embrace it, and don't give a fuck. It's okay if you're lost, don't wanna be anyone. That's fine, give up and try to have some fun. That's fine, give up and try to have fun. If you need some more clarity, I ask you to take a step, take a breath, and see through my eyes. Wanna know how this ends? Here's a hint. We all die. But before we go to dust, you might as well smile. Since nothing really matters, just have fun for a while. The world is both wonderful and horrible. If these perspectives are too heavy to live from, try my own. Like I've said, our society is hilarious. You don't have to inspire, you don't have to solve, you don't have to be impressive, and you don't have to wallow in your own irrelevance. Accepting the ridiculousness of it all and just floating through looking for joy isn't hedonism. It's an option for how to spend time without the weight of the world on your shoulders. I believe there is no universal truth or answer to the meaning of existence. You can grapple until you pick up an ideology to live by, or like me, just wing it with the knowledge that you aren't lost and alone. And the only reality you can possibly strive for is one where you laugh as often as possible. Is it selfish? Yeah. Useless? Probably. But there is something to be said for a lack of pointless ventures of fun and curiosity. You won't improve society, maybe, but you probably won't make it worse. We may suck as a race, but we do it together, bonded in our own complete and total confusion. And maybe, just maybe, there is some honor in abandoning the quest for enlightenment and just trying to enjoy your time in this absurd realm of existence. So I say one more time. United we suck, divided we suck, accept it, embrace it, and don't give a fuck. It's okay if your lives don't want to be anyone. That's fine, give up and try to have some fun. All right, this concludes Therapy with Mo. Thank you so much for your time.